going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got ourselves a football frenzy coming up in 15 minutes here. Any team, any player, any topic. Your calls at 404-726-0929. And it is a big one because it is draft week. So get all your draft questions in about the Falcons. They sign Easton Stick. What does that mean for Kirk Cousins? Anything you want to ask in a football frenzy coming up in 15 minutes right here on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you till 10. And then we introduce the Atlanta baseball postgame show. Braves and Cards just getting underway. Schwelly on the Hill, your chance to call in as soon as the game is over and react. We also got to react to what happened with our Atlanta United. Jason Longshore is on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, I'm just going to ask you, and I'll just let you run. What the heck, man, happened against Philly? 3-0 loss, and it looked even worse than that.
I was hoping you were going to invite me to be in the next segment, and we could get into draft, and we could do the football frenzy thing, and it'd be a whole lot more fun than
that. Hey, you can call in. Jason from Atlanta. You could get on the horn, my friend.
I might be that guy. No, it was extremely frustrating, and I think on multiple levels, because you look back at the game before Philadelphia's first goal, and there's not a lot separating the two teams in it. It's pretty even at that point. And that first goal, it's just one of those sequences. You can't get it clear. Feels like it gets stuck under Bartosz Szlich's feet as he's trying to clear on the first issue. Sends it out to one of the best crossers in the league, and Kai Wagner. He puts it back in. It's a great goal. Give full credit to Quinn Sullivan. Chests it down, hits a volley. Great goal. I didn't like the response to it. It took too long to get going. They had a decent close to the end of the first half, and then you had two injuries along the way, which, I mean, just completely derail all of your potential substitution patterns. You only have one sub window left, and you have three moves you can make, and you've already had to pull a center back, and you've had to pull a central midfielder. So it's difficult. It's going against you, and that happens sometimes. It's the response to it going against you that was the most troubling, and it really showed to me after the second goal, where it's a turnover, Philadelphia goes down and punishes you. That's what they do so well. It's Noah Cobb and Jay Fortune, the two homegrowns, who are the two who are trying to get everybody's heads up and rally the troops. And it was noticeable. I thought maybe I was looking for it a little too much or something. I went back and watched it this morning, and it's very noticeable that it's Noah and Jay who are trying to change everything. And it didn't. I mean, Noah gets hurt not too long after. Hopefully not anything serious with him. He made a good play on a tackle inside the 18 and was injured after that. You have to make your last subs. Fortune was to try to get more bodies forward and get attackers on. And it just never happened. I mean, when you're chasing a game in the second half and you get the gift of a red card, you should have more urgency apparent, even if it doesn't work, even if it's a lot of running, a lot of hustling for nothing. It just, it isn't your day. That happens sometimes. You chalk it up and you move on. But there was an urgency. There were fewer touches inside the 18-yard box in the second half than in the first. There were, you know, fewer chances created in the second half than the first. Things that were just very, very frustrating to watch. And you've got to see something different this week in Orlando. You have to. And it has to. I'm not worried about stats and metrics at this point. Like, it's got to look different. It's got to feel different. And that's what needs to start tomorrow at training.
What do you attribute most to that feeling that needs to change?
I don't know, and I wish I did. It's a hard thing to quantify what pressure does to a team. And this is a team that walked into 2025 with pressure because they spent a lot of money in the offseason. Big expectations, all valid. Absolutely should have been big expectations. They're not meeting those. Players who I think have been expected to do more, they haven't. And when you have that pressure and then things don't go well, a fan who's followed our broadcasts since the beginning from Argentina, Gustavo Rodriguez, he used the word anxiety in a tweet. That's like really been rattling around in my head since that game, because that's kind of how it felt Saturday night. It felt like they were paralyzed in a way by anxiety. And you start to look at these last couple of games and you look back at responses to things and reactions to things, and they've felt off. And I don't know why, because it's not talent. It's not tactics to me. It's not any of those things. It doesn't make sense outside of failing to handle the pressure and the moments where things do go against you. Because you can be, as we've seen in all sports, you can be a really good team and it's not your day. It's a fluky game. Things go against you. Call goes against you, bad luck, a lucky goal, whatever. Those things happen. Good teams find ways to respond to those moments in a better way than we're seeing right now from Atlanta United. And it has to change, because you can never guarantee that everything's going to go your way in a match.
Talking all things Atlanta United after their very disappointing 3-0 loss in Philly over the weekend, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you till 10. The Atlanta baseball postgame show comes your way then. Braves and Cards are in the bottom of the first. Okay, so I don't know. Could it be something like changing up the practice routine, bringing in, you know, some puppies to play with, catering them lunch? Like, as much as I'm tongue-in-cheek, like, does coach or manager Dyla, does he have to dial up something that just fixes that mood that we've been describing?
Yeah, and I think he's the right kind of guy to come up with something outside the box. I mean, this is somebody who, you know, was studying to be a teacher late in his playing career and as he was starting to explore coaching. So he's not going to be, you know, either you see coaches in a situation, I think, do one of two things typically. It's either put your arm around everybody and try to support them in that way, or you get angry and you yell and scream. And it's one or the other, but never both. I think it needs to be some of both. But I think, yeah, like, you need to figure out some different things to change that amount of pressure that the players are feeling. You want them to handle pressure better, and you're going to need them to handle pressure better. Good teams handle pressure better than Atlanta is handling it right now. That's reality, and you've got to build to that. But right now, you've got to find a way to get something going. You've got to find a way to get some results. And it starts in Orlando on Saturday, where it's a team that knocked you out and ended your season last year. It is a rivalry game to some degree. It is a game that has a little bit extra to it, and it just has to be better. Whatever it takes to get there. If it's bringing puppies out, hey, cool. If it's doing something, you know, more hard-edged, cool. Like, in that locker room and in that coaching staff, you've got to figure out what buttons to push right now, because I don't see any other dramatic changes outside of that ability to handle the moment better than they're handling it right now.
Well, that's a perfect lead into my last question here, as we're chatting with our buddy Jason Longshore, Atlanta United. You catch him on the broadcast with our guy Mike Conti every single weekend, and some Wednesday matches coming up too on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The panic button, it doesn't seem like it's something that's on the table, but you know, I don't want to think this way, but you know, if in 2 or 3 weeks from now we're chatting and things haven't, you know, improved at least semi-regularly on a week-to-week basis, how soon, if at all, could that happen?
Yeah, it's tough, because I don't think that actually solves anything, because I don't think this is about manager. I don't think this is about lacking talent. I think it's about the players performing better. But to get super specific, it's about not being weighed down by pressure and not being weighed down by things going against you. And that's the hardest thing to fix, right? That's not a lineup change. That's not even a personnel change immediately, because I don't know if it's one player that it all then works. You know, I don't think that's the case. So it's not an easy answer, because I'm never of the opinion that chopping and changing managers and even rosters, you know, just quickly. I don't think that works, because I think a group needs time to gel. I think a style of play needs time to take root. And a lot of times, you know, coaches in the sport will talk about 6 months to get everything across and everybody comfortable in the way that you're playing. And again, I don't think it's the way that you're playing that's the issue. I really don't. I think it's, especially in this game against Philly, and you can look at so many games this season, you've had more opportunities, you've had more shots, you've had plenty of the ball, you've had enough of the ball, you've had enough opportunities, and you're still not getting the results. So, like, I don't think it's a lack of the defining metrics of the way you're playing. It's about the final product inside the attacking 18, putting the ball in the back of the net. It's the final product in the defensive 18, keeping the ball out of the net, not making mistakes that lead to goals. Those things aren't happening well enough. They're down to individual moments. They're down to how players are handling those individual moments. And that's a really tough thing to change with a panic button, with a panic move. I don't know how that changes immediately. I think you do have to look at changing the mental fortitude of the team in different ways. That can be a process. But I also think, you know, as you get to the summer window, if things aren't heading in the right direction, is there a change that will give you somebody that maybe does help affect that positive vibe or that more hard-nosed vibe like we talked about last week? Is there somebody that you can get that can do that without losing the quality and the way that you're building? That's not an easy fix. That's not an easy find. And I don't know what that looks like, because that's right now, like, outside of getting a little bit of good fortune, like, you've got to be stronger mentally than you are, and you've got to find the group on the field that can get you there.
All right, before we let you go, when can we hear you on Atlanta Soccer tonight?
Tomorrow night, after some baseball post-game conversation with you, 11 o'clock, and hoping to have Greg Garza, former Atlanta United, now and mentoring and talking about these things that we're talking about. Hoping to have a conversation with him about some of this and how it can affect pro athletes, and get deep into it tomorrow night, starting at 11 o'clock.
All right, Jason, we'll be listening. Thanks so much, as always. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that is our good buddy there, Jason Longshore. Woof. Not an easy answer there. No quick fixes coming for Atlanta United.
Jason usually is a bit more optimistic. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of optimism in that conversation.
That was, you know what that was? That was an Atlanta United reality check. That's what that was right there. And very fittingly, as Oren said that, his mic just went limp. So that just describes the state of everything that's going on right now. All right, when we get back, football frenzy time, baby. Let's chat. 404-726-0929. Any team, any player, any topic. 404-726-0929. Line up the calls. We got the draft on Thursday. I expect a lot of draft questions. You can ask about the Falcons. You can ask about the NFC South. Anything that you want to know, and we'll also go over the headlines of the day. 404-726-0929. Get involved on the phones. NFL football frenzy coming up. Any team, any topic, any question. Chris Thomas, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.